a video that no one wanted to see, even though I think the first video, everybody knew what had happened. But for whatever reason, the NFL didn't act on the first one. Nick, is there going to be some bigger consequences in how everything was handled the first time and really how improperly it was handled by the Ravens and the NFL?
You know, I think so, and I think no one's really talked about this just yet. But, you know, to look at not the legal ramifications that could be a fallout because of this, because now Ray Rice, when he was given his two-game suspension, it caused an uproar. But at that point, no policy was implemented at that time. The commissioner came out with a six-game suspension, and then later on with the second offense of domestic violence, it's a lifetime ban. So to know that though he had a situation with his wife and everyone saw the video outside of the elevator, no one condones domestic violence of any sort. But we didn't really have to see what took place inside the elevator to know that it was wrong. So now to see that Ray Rice has a ban indefinitely, which he's going to miss this year in the NFL, and then the Ravens release him, there has to be some legal ramifications here where Ray Rice may not only try to sue the NFL, but the Baltimore Ravens for trying to, within the possibility of trying to recoup some of that money he's going to lose for the season.
Yeah, Nick, my understanding is that a player, once he's been suspended, he can't be resuspended for more once he's already been suspended once. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. And then once again, you look at this, you liken it to a court case where someone's being tried for double jeopardy. I mean,
yes.
You've already issued a suspension
exactly.
of two games for Ray Rice. That was his penalty for this, right? No matter how the commissioner decided this or not, that was the suspension. You can't write something into policy and then go back because, to my understanding, this new policy is not retroactive, which means
yes.
that you cannot prosecute or persecute a guy after the fact, especially if the policy takes place after the suspension has been levied down. You can't do that.
But the NFL really had no choice, though. When this video came out, Nick, they had to suspend him indefinitely, right? And worry about, hey, if they have to pay Ray Rice his salary to not have him play, you know, that's pittance for the NFL overall.
Well, I think that's a problem that a lot of individuals are having. If you look on Twitter, both Ray Rice and Roger Goodell are trending at this very moment, but that's the thing that has a lot of individuals upset, is the fact that once we didn't need to know what took place in the elevator, and if you were going to give him a harsh sentence, why don't you do it at the very beginning? But more importantly, do your due diligence so we know all the facts to the highest degree. So when you give him a suspension, no one is you don't have a difference of opinion where now everyone's looking at you as a commissioner is what you've done wrong. But now this opens up the Players Association to look at a bigger issue, which is when fines are levied down, should the commissioner be the only one to give those fines? My recommendation is you build a kind of committee, the same type of committee that they have for determining who's going to play for the national championship. You have a 12-man committee made up of Roger Goodell, made up of former coaches who are credible sources, also former players, retired players, and then current players. So that way, when you have to come to an agreement on what a suspension or fine is going to carry, everyone is kind of giving their input instead of being rendered by one particular person.
All right, Nick, let's talk about it from a teammate's perspective. You know, it's an uncomfortable conversation to have, but you're walking around the locker room with this guy knowing what had happened previous to this morning. How does that work, that dynamic in the dressing room?
Well, as a veteran, if I were in the locker room with Ray Rice, I would just talk to him. You know, I would just talk to him man to man and just say, Ray, you know, we get frustrated from time to time, but there's no reason to ever do anything like you're being accused of or what we're seeing in the video. It's always best to talk these situations out. If you can't talk the situation out, then you walk away from it. That's the best possible thing to do, is to walk away from it. And to be totally honest, guys, I've been in situations like this before with a prior girlfriend where there was a public altercation and, you know, she got really physical with me. But my instinct was, okay, you know what? I'm going to walk away from this because I know what would happen, whether I'm in the right or I'm in the wrong, no matter how you look at it, if I were to put my hands on you, I know what the public outcry is going to be, so I'm going to walk away from that situation. And I would give him some of my veteran wisdom and say, well, this is what you know, I would have done. And this is what we need to do next time. So now at that point, it's about doing damage control on your reputation, going out to speak out against domestic violence, volunteering as much as you can, and educating yourself so you don't do the same thing as someone else can learn from your situation.
Nick, you talk about it from a player's perspective. Is there no training in the NFL or different kind of discussions to have about getting the guys prepared for this, going to the NFL?
Well, you know, when I played, they had a company that would come in, and basically they would mock up certain type of situations and ask players to be involved in them and ask the room, okay, well, how would you react in this particular situation? I don't know if they are still doing that, but right now there aren't any, like, anger management clinics that they're sending guys to. But one thing I think they should implement, it, whether you're talking about Ray Rice, whether you're talking about Josh Gordon, Matt Prater, or Wes Welker, I mean, it should not just be suspending the guy and fining him, but it's about getting the guy adequate help to what they need. Even a guy like Jim Irsay, if a guy is struggling with something, some off-the-field issue, let's get him some help first. You know, before we start suspending him, get him some help. But if he continues with the same behavior over and over, now we have to go into fines and suspension. But I think it's all about preventative maintenance. And usually they have a rookie symposium for rookies coming into the NFL to have guys who've been through situations to talk to them. I think it should be an annual thing where, almost like the Pro Bowl, every player is required to be there, where they take you through these exercises and you have to be there. It's a required thing if you want to get paid for the next season. So maybe we will see that. We see implementation of new policies. Maybe the league might implement this too as well.
Former NFLer Nick Ferguson joins us, played for the Broncos, Jets, and the Texans. Nick, do you think Ray Rice will play in the NFL next season?
Absolutely. After being suspended for a year, he'll have an opportunity to get reinstated. He'll have to go to New York and talk to Roger Goodell and just say that, you know, I'm repenting from all my sins. I am a new man. I'm a changed man. I've had a chance in this year to really look at my situation, and me and my wife are so much better now than we were at the time of the incident. And you got to think, I mean, yeah, Ray Rice is a very talented player, and that's how teams are going to look at him. And there's someone that's out there that needs Ray Rice's ability at this particular point, a team like the Indianapolis Colts. So don't be surprised in 2015 he ends up on another roster, not being paid as much as he was being paid by the Baltimore Ravens, maybe at a bargain basement price, but he will play on some team in 2015.
We talk a lot about Ray Rice and him getting help. Does the NFL have anything, you know, for his wife, Janae? And do you think that's something they should look at? Because we all know, you know, victims of abuse, this is obviously not the first time he hit her.
Yeah, you know, and it's been my thing, like I just said, to kind of push that forward. You know, like I said earlier, they have little things where they try to put guys through situations, and if you were out in the public, you were out of a nightclub and this happened, that's great. But to involve the wife, to involve the girlfriend of certain issues and prepare them together as a couple, that is something that's needed, because when a guy is targeted, he's not just targeted individually, but the wife or the girlfriend is targeted as well. So if you can educate both people so now they know what not to do and how to avoid certain situations, now you're giving them purpose and you're giving them ability, and now you can correct the situation before a problem actually happens or occurs.
Nick, how much does it affect now the Ravens going forward, dealing with all the questions, all the issues? Does it rattle this dressing room?
You know, I think it does, because, you know, Forsett is not going to have to take over at the running back position. And we saw in the game against the Bengals, Bernard Pierce had one fumble and Harbaugh took him out. And we saw Joe Flacco, I mean, had maybe a record, but 62 attempts. You know, passing the ball. And we know if you want to win a championship in the NFL, it's not just about the quarterback position. It's a team game. You have to play defense, and you have to run the ball. And if you can't run the ball with the Baltimore, and that's been their recipe, defense and running the ball, it's going to be tough for them. So right now, you know, all the pressure's on, you know, Forsett right now. Can he carry that? And Bernard Pierce definitely will see his touches, and the coaches will have no choice but to put him in the game, whether he fumbles or not.
Nick, being a former NFL player, Strudza talks about how he realized that, you know what, it's about a business and you're just a piece of meat for them. And the teams will say they care about their players, but he doesn't feel like ultimately they really do. You talked about that they don't really have enough stuff in place to actually kind of help rehabilitate the guys. Do you think this will change at all how the NFL reacts? Because, you know, a video of knocking your wife unconscious, I think, is going to impact a lot of people more than anybody failing a drug test or Molly or anything else like that. Is this something that will change the NFL, or is it all going to be about business and the guys will just continue to be treated like meat?
Well, you can't go back to just business as usual. There's too much that is known right now. There's a lot of slack coming against the league, especially Roger Goodell. You can't look back. You have to look forward. So it's like, how do we fix this issue? We have to implement, you know, new policy. We have to, you know, implement new programs to help our players and young players coming in, and maybe even, you know, reach down into the college ranks and start putting something in place so the guys are prepared before they hit the NFL. But it is clear and it's evident that there's more that needs to be done, and it's just not just a player's thing. This is not a situation where it's players, and I've heard today as I was watching CNN, one of their analysts was talking about the fact of maybe it's the culture of the NFL that should be, you know, on display right now. It's not the culture. Domestic violence is not just an NFL thing.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with, you know, the fact of being groomed to be physical, because this is an individual thing. Domestic violence is an individual thing. It's that individual and that individual's choice to go out and do something to someone else. So, you know, I like to put that to bed. But the NFL has to implement new policies, not just for the player, but as for the wife and an executive as well.
Nick, well said. We appreciate your time. We'll do it again soon. Thanks.
No problem, guys. Anytime.